But now we have Concerto for Clavichord and Chainsaw, which I must say, Zeke, from this website, it's, I don't know if Margo, you're on this website, but this man, it's pretty much a half naked man with like a,
with a chainsaw,
with a piece of meat, like
a big piece of meat. Yes. Yeah. It's actually, well, to step back, it was a performance that happened at La Chapelle last week. It was going from, I think, the 2nd to the 6th, and La Chapelle is at the corner of Saint-Dominique and Guilbeault, which is right around the corner. And this is a performance, shall we say, because it's, yeah, neither fish nor fowl. It's they basically, Eric Robidoux is the guy who, what is it, Conception et Interprétation. So he made it up, and he also then acted in it. And, yeah, it's a weird hodgepodge sounds or looks, or the theory behind it is better than it actually is, although the more that I've been thinking about it, the more I realize that they're little bits and pieces. And to me, it's the sort of thing where, yeah, one of the, yeah, let me now step back slightly, is having seen an awful lot of performance pieces recently, one of the things that I find that's sort of nice about Quebec is how there is, this sort of like cradle in terms of support system for works in progress and so on. And this was definitely, like, I think I probably saw the very world premiere the first time ever anything. Yeah, it actually says right here on the program, Première Mondiale.
Yeah, yeah.
And there it's, you'd see it sort of like at its birth, in the same way that, like, my sister's baby, my nephew, is like a tiny little short squirt, and he can't talk, and he has to be fed, and so on and so forth. But once he's 18, you're going to realize, oh, he's like a pretty good, smart guy with a head on his shoulders and so on. By the time he's my age, it's the sort of thing where he's going to be a grumpy old fart, right, and he's going to have gray hair and so on. But to have a much more structure in place, or system in place, where performances and theater pieces can go through that same growth cycle, right, is very, very nice. Although at the other end, being in the audience and paying good cash money for tickets sometimes can be somewhat frustrating if they are in the infant stage. But anyhow, let's take a step back and explain basically what it was, because as you said, you're talking about a website. I assume you're at the La Chapelle website.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Which is, I think, lachapelle.org?
That's it.
Okay, yeah. If anybody wants to go look at the pictures there. But yeah, basically, it starts out with this one guy, Martin Robidoux, who I assume is Eric Robidoux's brother, dressed in, as Margo would say, lumberjack clothes, because he actually has on not only the plaid check shirt, but then he also has on, what are the duck boots? Those rubber boots that you can sort of walk into puddles up until, like, your ankles not get wet. And he's got that, and he's got a very nice harpsichord up on stage. And he starts going to play the Well-Tempered Clavier by Bach and other sort of harpsichord pieces. And then suddenly Eric Robidoux shows up in the back and starts splitting logs, because the whole set is basically split half where, or actually into three parts, where there's, in the back, there's this whole sort of set of dry wood. Right. In the front, there are these things suspended from strings coming down all the way, a couple of these things being a lot of metal objects that you find out later are actually some sort of traps for animals that you use in the woods. Right. However, interspersed among those traps are also some animal heads, which apparently, according to the program here, came from the Boucherie McCormack.
Oh, so they've sourced the meat.
They sourced the meat. And so Eric comes out, he starts chopping wood, he gives a monologue, which at first, when I was taking notes, made me think that I wasn't bilingual, because he just was going on, not so much terribly fast and so on, but just in sort of in type of accent that just made it extremely difficult for my blokey ears to understand. However, later in the show, he actually recites stuff in English.
Right.
And it made me realize, yes, I am bilingual, because I couldn't understand the English either.
Right.
And so, yeah, there, after he starts splitting the wood while the piano is, the harpsichord is playing, he then goes through a various set of things where, yeah, what am I looking to hear? Yeah, oh, yes, I got to point out that you wanted to interject something.
Oh, no.
Okay. And I'm just looking at my notes here. And that, it's a dangerous sort of show, because there he's using a chainsaw and an axe and stuff like that without any proper safety wear at all. He has no safety glasses, no safety goggles, and so there's not even anything in the program saying, don't try this at home.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the sort of thing where if you, there were, and it's the audience. It's one of the things where at La Chapelle, because I was there last night as well, I think La Chapelle attracts an audience that's like 18 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
It's
okay.
Way, way young crowd. I felt like a very old geezer and so on.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's the sort of thing where you'd think that given the age of the crowd, there would be some sort of disclaimer on the program. But then again, you realize we're in Canada, not the United States. So there isn't that whole sort of litigious nature to society. So it's the sort of thing where you figure, okay, even if though they are young, they probably do know, they do have a little bit of sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a series of small vignettes in terms of with the chopping of the wood. Then he brings out the chainsaw, which sticks in a whole lot of carbon dioxide and has made it extremely difficult to breathe in La Chapelle, even though it's a rather large space. And then he goes around and starts running. And yet most of these vignettes are just a little bit, actually not a little bit, just a lot too long in terms of as small vignettes. If they were to be done in sort of like 3 minutes or 4 minutes, it'd be good. They drag on for about 10 or 15 minutes. And so there's the vignette where he takes a woman out of the audience and slow dances with her.
Right.
There's a vignette where he reads Jack Kerouac haikus.
Right.
And yeah, they're sort of interesting, but there's a limit to how interesting they are and how long they can grab your attention for.
Could you get that sense in the audience of what kind of sense did they see? Did you find that they were watching something totally new, or did you find them uneasy? Did you find...
Well, given that I was not part of they were not part of my peer group and I'm not part of their peer group, they seem to enjoy it. But then again, it's a sort of thing where it's like the commercial, Mikey will eat anything.
Right.
And so I would be questioning their critical facilities because they liked it so much.
Right.
However, it's the sort of thing where... Yeah, I think he got two or three curtain calls afterwards.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow.
And so, yeah, no, just because, yeah, and it's the other thing is just because I'm sort of on the fence. I did like it, but I didn't like it that much.
Right.
And it's the sort of thing where I'm always reminded that if I like something, then invariably most other people will not like it.
Yeah.
And if I don't like it, then most other people will like it.
Yeah. But to get it, because this is, I guess, more experimental theater, it's definitely contemporary.
Yeah, it's contemporary, although I would take a step back. To me, it's having seen enough really cutting edge stuff, things that like it is so sharp you will come out bleeding after you leave the theater.
Right.
This gives the impression of being cutting edge, but it didn't strike me as being cutting edge. It's sort of like experimentations to see how he could come up with a performance, a set piece, and how that works together. As I said, I'd like to see this as, like, say, in 2 or 3 years, as it has progressed through time, as things have gotten tighter, as he has learned what works, what doesn't work, and so on.
Right.
It's the sort of thing where, it's has shows promise.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
And this is Eric Robidoux.
Eric Robidoux's, Concerto pour Clavecin et Chainsaw. And I would also, talking about dangers, the one last thing, it's he actually does wrap saran wrap around his face, which is another one of those sort of tricks you do not do at home and you don't do in front of young kids.
Yeah.
As I said, it's probably not so much cutting edge theater as just straight out dangerous theater.
Like, is it, let's say, Saw-like? You know, like, is that the time? Would you say that's the demographic that would enjoy this?
I would imagine yes, since I never saw Saw.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that thing. What is he talking about?
But yes, that actually, now that you mentioned that, thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries.
That would make perfect sense.
My thanks to Zeke for that wonderful review. Concerto per Clavecin and Chainsaw.
Harpsichord and Chainsaw.
Harpsichord and Chainsaw. Was playing from the 2nd to 6th of November at the Theatre La Chapelle. Thank you, Zeke.
My pleasure. Thank you.